students in the outdoor explorations class at Nikiski Middle High School are taught a lot of different things in their time in the class, one of which is hunter safety and hunter guidelines specifically for Alaska. And then students who choose to can opt to go on this educational moose hunt, which doesn't happen during school hours. It was on an in-service day when we went, and then the moose had to sit for 2 days, and then the students came in on a Saturday to help butcher it.
Huh, that's cool. I guess, you know, some of the kids had been hunting before, but is part of that preparation for the students just about, like, the realness of this and the blood and all that stuff?
I asked some of the students how they prepared, and, you know, a lot of them told me that they, you know, like in their backyards, they would practice how to build a fire and just like some of the more practical things, maybe like knife skills. But a lot of it was like learned on site, hands on, their teacher and the volunteers showing them, you know, how to hold a blade, how to like where to cut, where to pull. It was very interactive and hands on. And so the students were kind of following along as they were going.
Yeah. There's a lot of just really interesting first person reporting about that and these great photos from Ash Adams along with that New York Times piece. And there was one scene in there about when they pulled the heart out and they were kind of passing it around. And I wondered, you know, as you had observed this, did you see kind of a change in those students in terms of respecting the moose and respecting where their food had come from?
Yeah, the kids were really, I feel like they didn't really know exactly how to handle themselves at first, because a lot of them haven't been in, you know, around a dead animal, especially like one as large as a moose. And so there was some like timid exploration of it right when we first got to the kill, and like the kids were like petting it and, you know, looking at it, examining it. And then you know, some of the girls specifically were really grossed out when it came to like opening up the like the gut area where it starts to smell really bad. But you know, like their teacher was, you know, just like explaining everything using very technical terms. And you know, because there were some kids that were going like, ew, and you know, he was like, it's fine that you think it's gross and you can walk away and look away and all that, but you know, like your reactions affect other people. And after he said that, the students were more quiet and just sort of observing everything after that. And that was right before he pulled the heart out. And so when he pulled the heart out, I think one of the students volunteered to hold it right away to bag it up. And, you know, one of them was like, oh, it's still hot. And, you know, then the other kids were really interested and they were like, oh, it's still warm. Wow. Oh, let me feel it. I think that was sort of a moment of like, this was a living animal, and yeah, some respect for the whole thing, the whole hunt.
Yeah. It makes me wonder, like the broader question I think maybe is, why is this important? But to that instructor, to that teacher, what did he say about why this was important to him? It seems like a little bit of like an extra thing to take a bunch of kids out. So like, why would he do that?
He is a hunter himself and does a lot of hunting, and he has young children, and he talked about as a hunter, it's pretty easy to just leave, you know, his kids at home and do it himself. And, you know, cause they don't know exactly what they're doing. You have to teach them and you have to walk through everything. And maybe it's just easier for someone who knows what they're doing to just do it themselves. But he says that this class is a way to give the kids that knowledge and that encouragement to feel like they know what they're doing or they can participate in this thing that can sometimes feel inaccessible. He also talked a lot about just the importance of like knowing where your food comes from.
What did the kids tell you about this experience?
They all seemed super excited about it. Some of the kids really liked the hunting part and the being outside by the fire and you know, helping take apart the animal. And then other kids did not like that part at all. Like they were just trying to get through it. And then, you know, some of the other kids really, really enjoyed cutting the meat and processing it, and found cutting the tendons and the fat off of the meat was really satisfying. So yeah, there was a broad range of experiences on that trip, but I think overall, like most of the kids said that they would do it again and, felt more empowered to do it again as well.